Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, who does not change like the shifting shadows. He chose to give us birth through the word of truth to be a kind of first fruits of all he created. It's been a little over 3 weeks now since Christmas. Which were the best gifts? I do most of the Christmas shopping in our house for our four children. And so from Thanksgiving on, when I'm in a store, I'm looking for just the right gift to want to give to the kids. But it's not until that wrapping paper has been ripped off that I can see how well I did. And it's not hard to tell. Is this gift being used, or is it sitting on a shelf somewhere? Did one of the kids really like it? Or is there sort of a ho-hum attitude? That seems the two basic ways to tell. Was it used? Is it liked? My one son, Tim, got a pair of pants for Christmas. These are not ordinary pants. These pants have a zipper right around the knee on the pant leg. You can unzipper them, and the bottom of the pant leg falls off, and voila, you have a pair of shorts. He wore those pants nearly every day for 2 weeks after Christmas. He even took the pant legs off at night and used the shorts as a pair of pajamas. A good present, used a lot. My younger daughter Beth got a big package of gel pens with some black paper to use it with, and sure enough, all sorts of little notes and pictures appeared around the house. Bingo. Another present, used a lot. But the big present this year went to my older son, Matthew. He received a pet, a cat, a one-year-old golden tabby that he named Raja. You know, clothes can be worn and toys played with, but a pet is something that's loved. One night I asked my kids what were some of the best presents they received at any Christmas. And my older daughter, Holly, simply said that it was her pet cat, Tika, that she got 6 years ago. And my son, Tim, said it was his dog, Brittany. If you get the idea, we got a few pets around our house, you're right. There's just something about a pet that you love and you treasure. So the best gifts are not only used, they are also treasured. James says that our Lord gives good and perfect gifts. As our Heavenly Father, He picks out just the right gifts for us. Gifts that He wants us to use a lot, and gifts that He wants us to treasure and love. I brought a present along with me this morning, and inside are some of God's good and perfect gifts for us. The first one is a memento. It is my certificate of baptism. Middle says this certifies that Glenn Allen Nielsen, child of George Nielsen and his wife Sylvia, born in Nielsville, Wisconsin on the 16th day of November 1955, was baptized into the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. On the 25th day of December, 1955, at Zion Lutheran Church, Pine Valley Township, Wisconsin, by John H. Jacklin, pastor. Did you catch the day? Christmas Day, December 25th. I was baptized on Christmas Day, and there is no better Christmas present than that. When Pastor Jacklin dipped his hand in the water and poured it on my forehead and spoke the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, I was made a child of God right then. Faith was given. Salvation was a gift for me that day. Jesus scooped me up in His loving arms to give me His protection and forgiveness. What a precious gift. And 45 years later, I'm still using this gift. At the beginning of a worship service, when the pastor speaks the absolution before the Lord's Supper as you begin a new day. Every time the name of the triune God is spoken, it puts me right back into my baptism, so that no matter what darkness, what evil, what hurt, what pain, what sin covers my life, the light of Jesus' forgiveness and protection and love will never be extinguished or eclipsed or overshadowed. James says that God chose to give us birth. What a precious gift to be used. And most all of you have a certificate just like this back at home. Some of you even have a baptismal candle that symbolizes this light of Jesus Christ that shines brightly in your lives. This is a gift. Even if it wasn't December 25th for you, it's still a Christmas gift, good and perfect. A gift for you to use and to treasure. I have another good and perfect gift that our Lord has in here for us. It's my Bible. James says that God chose to give us birth through the word of truth, his word. Paul writes to Timothy, all scripture is God-breathed, and it is useful. It is useful for teaching, for rebuking, for restoring, for training in righteousness. Oh, this is a useful book for rebuking. Well, right before the passage, that's our text, James writes about human history. Useful words of rebuke. Each one is tempted when by his own evil desire he is dragged away and enticed. Then after desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin, and sin, when it is full grown, gives birth to death. Well, that's the pattern of human history. Temptation, enticement, evil desire, sin, and death. Over and over, again and again. A simple rebuke from the word of truth. That's why Paul says there's no one that's righteous, not even one. But this book is not merely useful for rebuke, it's also for restoration. Listen to this Christmas gift. Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. Useful words indeed from the word of truth. Or these words. Jesus said to them, the Son of Man came to seek and to save what is lost. And for those temptations that gave in to evil desires and resulted in sin, there are these words of restoration. Two other men, both criminals, were also led out with him to be executed. When they came to the place called the Skull, there they crucified him along with the criminals, one on his right and the other on his left. Jesus said, Father, forgive them. Precious words of truth. And as for that death, Jesus said to Martha, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even though he dies, and whoever lives and believes in me will never die. God's good and perfect gift to us, his word of truth, a word that is useful, a word that is to be used and to be treasured always. And one more good and perfect gift from our Lord in this box. Actually, it's not in the box. It's outside of the box. You see, this box doesn't have a bottom to it. That's so I can look through it and see one of God's good and perfect gifts. My brothers and sisters in Christ, the church. James writes that every good and perfect gift comes down from above, and that he chose us, gave us birth, the word of truth, so that we might be a kind of first fruits of all he created. James readers are the first fruits. More will be added. The church will grow, and indeed it has. The church is God's good and perfect gift for each other. Here, no one need be alone. Here, we are Christ's strength and Christ's comfort and Christ's love for each other. On the day after Christmas last year, my older brother died of cancer. On that following Sunday, I had the privilege to preach at Grace Chapel up in Bellefontaine Neighbors. And as I stood at the door after the service, the people of that congregation greeted me with expressions of sympathy, words of concern, and offers of prayer. And once again, I was shown just what a good and perfect gift our Lord gives to us in the church. And the same has happened here at the seminary, as I've received cards and letters and prayers and expressions of sympathy. And so thank you for being God's good and perfect gift for me and for each other. Every good and perfect gift is from above. Our Heavenly Father gives us just the right gifts. A baptism, a word of truth, the church. Gifts to be used, gifts to be treasured. Thank you, Lord, for such good and perfect gifts. Amen.